I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The spelling bee that's taking place in New York today is not your run-of-the-mill spelling bee. Here's the thing. None of the students are native English speakers. They come from Argentina, China, Germany, Italy, Mexico, South Korea, and Turkey. And they're competing in the Global Spell Event Championship. The winner's going to get a $10,000 scholarship from the event's sponsor, which is Franklin Electronic Publishers Incorporated. Barry Lipsky is the CEO and president of Franklin. And Barry, what was the big idea to bring in non-English speakers, or at least not native English speakers, to the competition?
I think it's an aspiration that the world has in understanding globalization and how important English is as a lingua franca in doing business throughout the world. And we partnered in most of the countries with TESOL, which is a global organization, teachers of English to speakers of other languages. And they have affiliates throughout the world who helped us in recruiting different either corporations and school systems in having regional competitions, which were, you know, thousands of students.
So you have some students who are competing there today, who are with you right now. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised with all the pressure they can even speak. But who can we speak with first?
Why don't I have you speak to the young lady from Argentina? Her name is Clara Sofia Brunetto.
Clara Sofia Brunetto. Okay, I'd love to talk to her.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Clara. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. My name is Lisa, and congratulations on making it this far in the spelling bee. Can you tell me how long you've been speaking English?
Well, I've been speaking English since I was like 6 years old.
Wow. How come you started learning it then, so early?
Well, in my school, we have English since we were really young.
Do you have a favorite English word?
A favorite English word? I like one word in particular. That's pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you like it?
I don't know. I just like it.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I don't know. I like pumpkins.
I like pumpkin. That's a good one. And why don't you spell it for us?
Pumpkin. That's P-U-M-P-K-I-N. Pumpkin.
Good. I'm glad you said it again the second time, just to make it all official. Well, I'm sure you'll get much harder words today, but we want to wish you the best of luck. Clara, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 15.
Excellent. So how do you say in Spanish good luck?
Buena suerte.
Buena suerte. To you, Clara. Can you put one of your colleagues there on the phone, your fellow competitors?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Hi, who's this?
I'm Ignacio Dorgan.
Ignacio Dorgan. And you're from Argentina, too?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I am 15 years old.
When did you start speaking English?
I was 4 years old.
And how often do you study English now? Is it something you do every day?
4 days a week. It's like 10 hours a week. But we still have like a debate in school. I practice there.
Like what kind of debate? You mean you would talk about an issue?
Yeah, they give us like a motion and we have to be a proposition or opposition to it.
Pro or opposed. And Ignacio, do you have a favorite writer who writes in English?
Maybe Conan Doyle.
Oh, Arthur Conan Doyle. You like mysteries?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the Sherlock Holmes series. And
or Rowling, too.
J.K. Rowling. Oh, so
yes.
You read Harry Potter?
Yeah, yes.
Excellent. A lot of weird words in that.
Yeah.
All right, well, we wish you the best of luck. Buena suerte?
Buena suerte.
Buena suerte, Ignacio. Thank you so much. And can you put, let's see, somebody else on the phone now?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Carolyn from Germany.
Carolyn Lenz, L-E-N-Z?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Lisa. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
You nervous?
Yes, I'm very nervous.
Yeah, but how long have you been studying English? My guess is you probably have very little reason to be nervous.
Well, I've learned English for 4 years at school now.
4 years. Now, I have to say, not to add to your nerves, but that's a little less time than some of the folks that I've just talked to from Argentina have. And how often do you study it now?
It's like 4 hours a week.
You studied how many words for the competition?
Like 800 words or something like that.
800 words? And Do you have a favorite author who writes in English?
Stephanie Meyer. She wrote the Twilight books.
Oh, the Twilight books. And did by reading her books, did that help you learn more English?
Yeah, well, I didn't read the books in English because they were translated in German.
Oh. I think that's cheating, Carolyn. That's all right. I'm sure you could do very well in English. Look, we wish you the best of luck. In German, how do you say good luck?
Viel Glück.
Viel Glück?
Yeah.
Viel Glück to you, Carolyn.
Thank you.
Anybody else there?
Yeah, one girl from Italy.
Okay, thanks. I'll talk to her now.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Camila from Italy.
Camila Anna Manino?
Yes.
How old are you?
15.
15, and where in Italy are you from?
Rome.
How long have you been studying English?
6 years old.
When did you start reading in English?
Reading in English, I think, since 8.
Since 8 years old. Do you have a favorite word in English?
I think friend.
Friend?
Yes.
That's a very nice word. Can you spell it and use it in a sentence for us?
Yes. Friend, F-R-I-E-N-D.
And in a sentence, in context?
My best friend is Terry.
All right. And and remind me how you say good luck in Italian.
Buona fortuna.
Buona fortuna to you. Thanks. As well. Camila, good luck to you and your fellow competitors.
Thanks.
Now that again is Camila Anna Manino from Italy, one of the teenagers taking part in today's Global Spell Event Championship. It happened in New York City, and by the way, the winner has now been announced. The winner today was our first interviewee there, Clara Sofia Brunetto from Argentina. She's the 15-year-old who likes the word pumpkin so much. She won by spelling the word bizarre. That's B-I-Z-A-R-R-E, bizarre.